Mobile.
Moon, KO4 NUE, KV4 CBA. And what are you up to?
I best keep my eyelids open.
Woo!
I'm just glad you came on here. I don't know what to do.
The good news, the bad news is I'm not going to be on here long. I'll have a real long trip here. Just headed up White Hampton here to Publix to pick up some of their yummy chicken fingers.
I got about 2 miles to go and I'll be out of the truck. So what you up to today?
Well, so far it's been a whole lot of nothing, but oh man, it's just been a lazy afternoon and watching TV and so I'm gonna pick up these chicken fingers for and we got some other stuff at the house for supper and well, I guess I'll probably hit the radio after that and see what's going on the HF.
I'm headed up here to deer camp. Almost here, and then this big old Cummins puts me to sleep. I get in a certain RPM range. I don't know what it is, but it just truck rides so good, and then you get that diesel making that nice steady hum. It just makes your eyelids want to close.
I could show you a video of what just happened. The guy driving down the wrong side of the road on Wade Hampton. He was making a left turn, but he kind of anticipated his turn, so he just drove down the wrong side of the road. What the heck? Oh, me. Yeah, that probably has something to do with frequency or harmonics. Being a musician, and it might be a combination of the two. Because you know, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but in vehicles, you can get up beside somebody going down the road, and you can actually, at least I hear it, and I don't have the windows rolled down, you can hear the engines. They're real close to the same RPM, and you can hear that. It's really interesting.
No doubt, it's got something to do with frequency and all that. But you get the cab just a little bit warm, and then those tires get to singing a little bit, and then that Cummins is, you know, perking away. It's just a little bit dangerous. I gotta figure a way around that or something, or find the magic temperature or something inside this cab, because I get on a long highway. It's hard to keep that under control.
Words for you: fireballs. You need to get you some fireballs, and they'll keep you awake.
Okay, Dave. Well, I appreciate it, bud. Appreciate you staying with me, but I'm here at the gate, so be safe and enjoy your chicken wings. It's KO4NUE. I am clear.
Glad you arrived safely. KO4NUE, KB4CBA, 73.
JW Mobile.
Hey, how you doing?
Make my second trip out to Ingles today. Finding things that are missing for her meatloaf one by one instead of giving it all to me at once. How are you doing?
Good. I just made a run to Publix and I'm got some of their chicken fingers and headed back to the house. And yeah, I used to do my parts kind of like that at John Finger. I'd go up to the parts window. We had, the mechanics had our own, window to go to, and I would get something, and then I'd remember I needed something else. I'd go right back and get something else, and sometimes I might go back a third time. And he says, "You're just gonna one part me to death here, He said, "Can't you give it to me all at one time?"
That's what I told Amy this time. I said, "Okay, give me everything. Give it all to me. Don't give it to me part by part, trip by trip." She said, "That's it. That's it for this time." Anyway, it's gonna be a good meatloaf.
I hope so, after all the effort you put in. we just think all of that, those points that you'll be getting to buy, to buy their gasoline at a discount.
Those points for years, and I've never used a single point. I don't know how to use them. I looked at it one time and tried to figure it out. It is beyond me to figure out how to use a point at the gas pump. And that is where I get my gas, too. So I'll hear them, they'll say, "You've got 1,600 points. You've got 900 points." So they come and go. They just go up and down. I guess they expire after a while. I don't know.
Well, you just need a card, and you scan it. It has a scanner on the pump, and you just hold it under the scanner, and it scans the barcode and gives you the discount. But it does, you do lose them if you don't use them. I don't know exactly how long, but they don't roll over. So, man, you've missed out on this. I mean, we've gotten gas, a heck of a lot cheaper. We saved up to 25 cents a gallon on gas at Ingles. So it's well worth the effort just to ask for a card. It's no big deal. They just hand you one.
Are they at the counter where you check out?
Pretty sure. If not, you might have to get a customer service. But I mean, it's not like a big ordeal. Like you got to do a lot of paperwork or anything. They just hand you a card and but I believe I got mine at the checkout, but I might be wrong. Heck, it wouldn't be the first time.
Here, I might ask them if they have it. I'm not going to any. I'm not going to go stand in line over at a customer service thing. But if they can just hand me one, and they know who I am because I plug my phone number in, then maybe I'll get me one. I'll let you know when I get out if you're still there. KB4CBA, W4DJW, going in the store.
I'm in the garage here, so I'm going to go in and eat some chicken. What was I going to tell you? Shoot. Oh, you can check out at customer service. So if it's somebody there, just go to customer service and check out, and then ask them for a card.
Yeah, I might do that. Anyway, appreciate the tip. I'm going to the store, W4DJW.
KB4CBA, clear.